News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
1 week from today, Americans will vote for their next president. Now, a little earlier, I spoke with Ipsos pollster Chris Jackson about the dramatic race we've seen so far. And I began by asking about the comedian and Trump supporter Tony Hinchcliffe calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage and whether this could have an impact on voters.
In the Trump rally that was held at Madison Square Garden in New York, some very derogatory comments were made about Puerto Rico, which were then sort of amplified by several famous Puerto Rican celebrities, including Bad Bunny. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. It's not a state, but Puerto Ricans live in a lot of places around the country. So it is the kind of thing that potentially could have an impact, including in Pennsylvania, which is a swing state, in Florida, which has a very large Puerto Rican population. Though I think at this late stage of the race, it's unlikely that there's much that's going to change people's opinion. So I'm not really sure if it's going to change things.
Chris, we spoke a week ago, and you were saying at that stage it was pretty much a dead heat. If anything, it seems the race has, if it's possible, has even tightened more.
I don't know if there's a term for something that's a more of a dead heat, but that's what we're in right now, is a deader heat. I'm not sure, but it's a very close election, and it's something where every little development is being overinterpreted as the thing that's going to decide it. And I think we're not going to know until Election Day.
So let's look at the national picture first before we get down to the seven battleground states. Trump seems to be closing the gap nationally on Kamala Harris.
Yeah, you know, there's been a number of polls coming out recently showing Trump in a strong position, which has pulled the average of polls into a much closer race. But if you just look at the people who've been doing tracking over time, they're not showing a lot of change. So it's hard, not really clear what's happening, if the race is basically the same it was in August, shortly after Harris sort of became the nominee and consolidated power, or if the race is in fact changing. I think things are really actually probably the same, in that this is a closely divided country where just about everybody's already made up their mind about Donald Trump, and there's just not a lot of people that are swingable.
Give us the picture in terms of the seven swing states that are going to decide this. Is it still too close to call in all seven, or are there any signs that either candidate is gaining traction in any of the seven states?
Yeah, so the swing states, these are the places that are so closely divided that they'll likely decide things in our electoral college, still look to be very close. There's not a lot of really good quality polling in these states. What does exist suggests that Harris is a little bit stronger in those Midwestern states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, while Trump is a little bit stronger in those Southern states of Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina. But, you know, both are within the margin of error. So really, it is going to come down to which side is better able to get their people out to vote.
In terms of the issues, is it still Trump strong on the economy, strong on immigration, Harris stronger on social issues such as abortion? Is that still the trend in terms of polling?
That is still the trend. And we've seen in recent days, Harris has been really trying to highlight abortion, had a big rally in Texas, which isn't really a swing state, but, you know, featured Beyonce, the entertainer. She's coming to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to presumably focus on Trump and the January 6th attempts to overthrow the government. So really trying to highlight these issues. And at the same time, Trump has been a little bit all over the place with his campaign, though his advertising continues to be very focused on economic measures. But I think the one sort of potential concern for Trump is that we actually are seeing gas prices continuing to fall in the United States. So that might take a little bit of wind out of Trump's sails if people aren't feeling quite as pinched at the pump.
The race for the Senate and Congress, they're also looking very tight?
They're also looking very tight, though the Republicans are looking a bit better in the Senate, just due to the nature of the elections that are up this year. Republicans are probably going to take control of the Senate unless there's just some big, a huge wave of Democratic turnout on Election Day. Republicans are probably going to end up with 51 out of the 100, maybe 52 out of the 100 seats, giving them control. But the House of Representatives, very much too close to call, and is likely going to go the same direction as the presidency.
And that was Ipsos pollster Chris Jackson talking to me a little earlier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.